You're listening to Asheville FM and the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent KP Whaley, and today I'm joined in studio from a couple of members of the Organic Grower School, Nicole DeCagliano and Dallas Robinson. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, KP, for having us.
Yeah. Nicole, I know the Organic Grower School is pretty well known in town for the spring conference, but you also offer quite a few other programs, correct?
That's right. So I teach Farm Beginnings, which is a year-long farmer training program. And Organic Grower School also has a harvest conference in the fall. And we also offer one-day workshops throughout the year and a spring gardening series in the early spring. And we do a lot of different classes for farmers, for beginning growers, for home growers, the whole spectrum of people interested in farming and gardening.
Great. And I should probably disclose that I am also a Farm Beginning student. And I appreciate the program for what it's offered me. And I know that Dallas is also in the program. And we're here to talk a little bit about it because you have some deadlines coming up, correct?
That's right. So Farm Beginnings applications, we have an early bird deadline August 1st, and the class starts in the fall in October. Do I want to tell you a little bit about the program?
So, please, yeah.
Farm Beginnings, this will be our fifth year teaching it, and it is a farmer-led curriculum. So each class is taught by farmers and myself. I'm also a farmer with Green Toe Ground Farm. And the classes start in the fall and go through March. And so they're a whole farm planning and business planning course. And then in the spring, students get production training and are matched with a mentor to sort of help them really fine-tune and develop this thing that's a dream that then needs to turn into reality and really help them make values-driven decisions and decisions that are really based on what they really want and figure out how to execute them. So we have applications open now. And I'm also, you know, interested in you guys hearing from Dallas and what current students are doing in the class as they're kind of doing their production learning this summer.
And it's much more than production, as you said. There's a lot of business planning, if you will.
Yeah, the course itself has, like during the winter, we really don't talk much about production, and that part comes in later on or through the conferences.
So who's your perfect student? Who would be, I mean, and not in terms of sitting in class and being good, but who are you trying to reach? Who's the perfect candidate for this kind of program?
Sure. I think a lot of people that are attracted to living in Western North Carolina, you know, have an affinity for the land and interest in healthy living and lifestyle. And so a lot of folks that come into the class are people that have a connection to growing things and really have passion for it, but then they realize that they want to make it into some kind of professional undertaking. And the transition to do that requires quite a bit of knowledge. And so the ideal person is someone who maybe has been growing food or has a value-added food business, and they want to make money from it, but they're just not sure how. And so that's kind of the kind of person that it's a good fit for.
So scaling up a market gardener or
yeah, some kind of
grower.
Operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And one of those students, of course, is Dallas. Dallas, thanks again for joining us here. Why don't you give us a little background on who you are and what brought you into an interest in organic growing and production?
Yeah, I am from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which is a bit of a ways east from here. And I didn't grow up with any type of farming background. My parents were college educated and higher professionals, if you will. And I grew up around conventional farming, so the organic, sustainable agriculture wasn't something that was familiar to me until about college, I'd say. I started learning about how the food system is really screwed up and scary and started getting interested in eating better. And that got me interested in, oh, well, how about local food? And just looking around my area and learning about farmers markets and things like that when I lived in Poughkeepsie, New York. And after that, I graduated from college and just went right into work that I did not love or like. But a friend kept pushing me to apply to this program called the Black and Latinx Farmers Immersion Program at Soulfire Farm, which is an amazing place in Grafton, New York. Leah Penniman and Jonah Wolf are the co-founders of this farm and land space that they are educating Black people and brown people on how to get back in touch with our African and indigenous technologies in agriculture. So it was really inspiring and empowering to learn about ag in that sense, which has typically been a very, I think, white male dominated space across the mainstream conversation. But after that was in 2017. I was there for a week. I fell in love with the work. I fell in love with the people who are doing similar work. And I thought to myself, oh, I've been wanting to go back to North Carolina. I should go home and try to start a farm. So that put me on a 2-year path of apprenticing, which some cases of apprenticing have been great. And then some of it has been pretty scary. And after about my third flop with an apprenticeship, I said, okay, I'm not getting this foundation. I need to have a stable farm that's going to keep growing, because I was aware that I didn't want to farm until I was dead because I had to. I rather have some stability around me and be able to say, okay, my body's tired, time to change roles in my life. And I was connected with the Organic Grower School through Grow NYC in the winter of 2017 at the Young Farmers Conference, which happens in, I think that's in Sleepy Hollow, New York, at the Stone Barn Center. And so with that connection, I found out about Farm Beginnings Program. I applied for it last year, got in, and was really excited to like actually put some energy and investment into giving my farm a stable foundation.
So as part of the program, you start to vision your farm, right? Especially for those students who aren't actually working right now or don't own their own farm or have their own farm business at this point. So why don't you tell us what your farm is? Because I'm assuming that you've put some time into it through the class to identify, you know, what its mission is and who you are and who you see yourself in that community. So tell us about your farm.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to name the farm the Harriet Tubman Freedom Farm. I'm in conversation with some of Harriet Tubman's descendants, the Ross family, about getting approval for that name. So fingers and toes crossed. I'm really excited for their response. But the idea here is that I'm going to be able to honor the legacy of Black farmers, especially in the South. And Harriet Tubman, I just want to say, was from Maryland, but I think her legacy is well known and something I definitely want to uplift because she's one of my heroes. The Freedom Farm piece is to honor Fannie Lou Hamer, who was just an amazing revolutionary rural Black farmer who you know, really made people think about what wealth looked like for Black communities in rural Mississippi, and what the power of wealth sharing could be through cooperative movement. So I want my farm to be someplace that Black people and all people, but especially us in the South, can reconnect to agriculture from a place of pride. So that looks like healing on the land with an herbal apothecary, and of course growing vegetables that make us feel good, because I do believe food is medicine. So those are a few of the enterprises: vegetable production, herbs, eventually an apothecary when I get really good at herbs. And then I would like to see some mushroom production there as well. That might be smaller and personal to start and then grow based on customers. And in Farm Beginnings, I've actually learned a lot in playing with enterprise budgets about what might not work well for something I try to sell immediately, rather work on it as a personal hobby, get good at it, and figure out how it plays into building my numbers in terms of an income.
Yeah, what else have you learned with Farm Beginnings and where you're at right now in your learning?
I've learned a lot. I've learned to slow down, and I think that's a big one. I think probably a lot of us, and maybe Nicole can speak more to this, but over the years of her teaching, come in very excited to do this work. I think if you have any interest in farming, you're probably hyper and active, and you can probably multitask. So I definitely came in with a sense like, okay, I'm going to do this for 12 months and get back home and start a farm in October. And I had to really hit the brakes after like working on my enterprise budget for the second time, because the numbers just didn't make for a smart decision. Trying to start a farm in October is a weird time of year down here. So Learning to slow down has been very valuable because I've been able to apply that to the rest of my life. Something else I've learned from this program is called holistic goal setting. And that's really my favorite part because it can also apply to the rest of your life. So this is basically making your decisions and choices based off of how you want your life to look, as I understand it and learned it. And that's all rooted in the things you value. So we had to, in the beginning of class, we had a list of like 100 words that were value words. We had to pick 20 and then knock that down to 10 and knock that down to 5 and then knock that down to 3. And to get that focused on what my priorities are and especially how I want my life to look taught me that spreading out my energy, thinking I'm doing a lot, isn't actually productive or a good use of my time. So that's been a great lesson.
Yeah,
from the course.
Planning is a part of the course, a large part of the course, but there is some hands-on and production work too. And right now you're working with a mentor. How's that and what's that look like?
Yeah, my mentor is Eileen Drosher. She's awesome. I feel like she's been farming longer than I've been alive. I'm positive she has, which just makes her an immediate wealth of knowledge. And calling her is actually really, one, inspiring and reassuring. So we've spoken on the phone a number of times. I've been out to her land once and seen her operation in the early spring. And I'm planning to go back out more this summer to help her out and see what's going on over there. But that's been helpful in a number of ways as well, because with her knowing what's going on and just having the sage wisdom of her own experiences, I'm able to take what I've learned in class and then hear it in this form of feedback from someone I respect, which is very affirming, even if she's telling me something like, you're getting a little ambitious here, which was our last conversation. But even as she walked me through, I sent her a number of my enterprise ideas, and there were like 9, not all of which I'm trying to do at once. But when I told her, oh, yeah, I want to roll this out over 5 to 10 years, she's like, okay, that makes sense. And to have someone who's still farming because she loves it and not in a place where she has to and is like, you know, ripping her own hair out, but is really coming to this because of a love of the land and a love for the work, telling me that that's a good idea, here's how I'd work it out, just gives me a sense of hope. And it's really, I think, a great example of how the Organic Grower School supports people in either transitioning to or building this lifestyle of organic living through connection with people.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I feel like the term organic, at least as I came to it, was really an alternative to the way that big production farming is done. And I think that that term is kind of changing over time. And I'm wondering if, Nicole, you might want to speak to what that means for, you know, who are we all, these organic mm-hmm. farmers or organic people who join us at farmers market and try to eat well?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, when Organic Grower School started, you know, the National Organic Program hadn't started. So now that organic is sort of associated with that USDA certification program. But I think for us at Organic Grower School and our reputation, it's basically community-led based in sustainable agriculture. That's what that O in organic means for us. You know, and I think that people that are attracted to our programs or to supporting Organic Grower School or farming are people that want, you know, they're seeking connection. That's what I hear when people come to my class. Like, that's one of the main things I hear is I want a deeper connection in my life, either to the land or to other people to have more authenticity in those relationships. And I hear that across the board. And I think that one of the things I really value in Organic Grower School in general and in Farm Beginnings is that we bring farmers in as leaders and as bearers of knowledge. So you've got older farmers, you've got young farmers coming in and teaching new and beginning farmers how they did it, what their lessons learned were, and then they become your community. So you all become a community together. And even if they're not your official mentor, you can reach out to them. You can ask them questions. You see them at farmers market. I sell next to one of my former students, a graduate of Farm Beginnings, New Roots Market Garden. And to me, that's just a success, and it's really sweet as well. So the mentorship continues, the relationship continues. And so that's what I really think people are looking for, is that deeper connection in general in life.
And if someone is interested in hearing this now and maybe interested in learning more about the program, where can you send them?
If you look at the organicgrowersschool.org website, there's a farmers tab and there's a farm beginnings application. You can do it online or you can download it and fill it out by hand and mail it in. So either way is fine.
And that deadline again?
We have an August 1st early bird deadline, so you get a little discount on the tuition, but we do rolling admission until the program is filled in October.
Right. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I think Farm Beginnings is amazing. And if you're interested in the work, I definitely support that you check out the class and apply.